Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League Podcast, a show hosted by LeZero, the man of a thousand rants, and Wabbit, the fan favorite. This show details the latest news in the Rocket League scene, esports results, and tips and tricks on how to get better at the game, while sometimes they'll just take a random topic and see where it takes them. Thank you all for listening, and enjoy.
Hello and welcome back to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League Podcast. I'm your host, LeZero. I'm joined by Wabbits. How's it going, Wabbits?
It's going honestly pretty well. That's all I can say. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I feel like whenever we have one of these shows, I mean, there's no pressure, you know?
It's just a free show that you can just record on, and we just talk for an hour. It's great.
I mean, I say this every time, but it's just like, yeah, topics, that's a thing, you know. I just stop making a joke because people just think we're like overly like underprepared, but it's not that we're overly underprepared, it's just that we feel confident enough to overcome any unpreparedness that we have. Mm-hmm. Versus the show that we had last week, which was well prepared.
Yes, we also have to remind ourselves that we actually thrive in the unpreparedness, at least with the two of us. And sometimes we'll just go on tangents that, had we planned things out, ruin the entire thing. The entire podcast is just like, oh, we have to get to this, so we got to cut this off.
I just feel like our audience has listened to us enough at this point that these kind of shows, they accept the journey that they're going on. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They're like, you know, there'll be parts that drag more than other shows, you know. Won't be as succinct, but here we go. Speaking of succinct, there is something I do have to start off with, and that's thanking the patrons. That's right. Off the bat, beginning of the show, because I think I'm not making a prediction. I am giving you a spoiler, though. That's a reference to the pre-show. another pro wrestling talk. I digress.
Wow. Okay, that took me a second to get.
Yeah. Well, I needed to explain it to you because you wouldn't have gotten the reference, but someone else now might get the reference. At the end of the show, it might be kind of all over the place and wild. So it's better for us to thank the patrons now. So thank you, Zodiac22, Too Much Space, Chaos Maker, Space Bear, Frank, Awesomus, Caleb, Raz, Jill Toast, Paint, Rook, Your Boy Hunty, and Young Slug.
And if you want to get the reference that LeZero said before listening off the names and your name was not there, join the Patreon. That's good.
Yeah,
that's
yeah. And there's the free trial for the patrons. So link in the description. And you can at least try it out. See if you like it. See if you don't. I have devolved important pieces of my personal information on the Patreon previous times and maybe in this particular pre-show. Who knows?
Yeah. Just little tidbits. Not too much, but you get a little bit more of LeZero.
Yeah, a little bit more. I mean, however much you like. So it's probably like safe for me to say at this point in the show. Like, I'm curious if there's any people who I've taught who are still listening to the show. I think that's probably my biggest personal thing that I think would be hilarious if someone reached out saying, yeah, you taught me, and now you know what? It wasn't enough that you bored me to death in school. Now I'll listen to you on a podcast.
I need to be bored to death after.
After. Yeah. Amazing. Okay, so there's a couple things that we're going to start with. Let's start with communication. What might have spurred this topic? What? Labs?
I would never have communication. How dare? I actually don't know what's for this one on. What is it?
Oh, it's literally the Discord thing that's going on right now.
Yes.
I think it's really funny when people try to assume context and behavior not knowing someone else and then also do it over text. I think all of this is hilarious. Yep. The point that I want everyone to get from this is, one, join the Discord to try to decipher it, because I don't think I've spent enough time trying to decipher the whole thing that was. And I also think me saying anything doesn't add any helpful things at this point, because I don't think it's actually that big of a deal, and I think everyone's okay. We're we will all survive. We will all make it through. But the second reason I'd like you to go in the Discord and read through this is to understand if you are ever texting someone that you are interested in. This is the kind of miscommunication that happens, and it's nobody's fault. And learn to either meet up in person or talk on the phone, because that has better context. There you go. Romance corner done. All right, next.
Let's go. That's your romance corner for all the people who, you know, aren't in the patron.
Yeah.
That's all you get.
But that's all you get. Actually, if you want the heaviest romance corner. I slipped it. Did I slip it in the AOE episode? I did. I'm so mean. Okay, so in the AOE pre-show, I know. Just a blasphemy. Only the, what is it? The stands. Only the stands and the directors know what's up.
Only Chaos Maker.
From I think what Chaos, I know. There's a couple. I think there's a couple. With Chaos Maker, I think there was a couple more. I think Space Bear might be in. I don't know.
Is he really?
Whatever. I digress. The point is, we're talking about Rocket League here, right? We're not talking about Romance Garner. But communication is key. I feel like there's a segue here, because I did see something on Twitter that had intrigued me, but I don't know if I can find it at this point. Ugh.
Okay, I finally found the thing that I've been searching for like, since you went over the list of patrons, and I was trying to find Aruk's name, because I couldn't figure out where this man was in our Discord, so I could change it to your new call for him.
Oh, what is it now? Here, I need to find
now it's
it
now. Awook. So yeah, that's just the nickname that's been given and we'll keep for a while.
Will now be the default. Yeah.
So do we have anything about Rocket League to talk about?
Oh yeah, we definitely do. Listen, this is the reason we should be prepared, you know? This is the reason if you were on this particular show, you'd be like, ugh, I hate everything about this, you know? No. I'm sure there's a tournament, right?
Okay, I know some things that we can talk about. We have our basics of our week in Rocket League, and the NA tournament was kind of insane. I don't know how much of it you caught. And I didn't see any of the other places, but I'm sure that they also
did. We save the NA tournament for the better equipped, or are you like fully equipped here to take it over?
I think I'm fully equipped, but if you aren't,
we will talk about it. You'll see how good I am at this. Okay, you're gonna see how good of a podcaster I am. Okay, so we will talk about it, but let's save it a little bit. Okay.
Okay.
I was just gonna see if there's any other updates. There was. The Azuke bundle looks absolutely sick. It's continuing on with Black History Month. I think this was posted a couple days ago. But Anthony Azuquo, this is phenomenal. Like, this is the kind of like, I'm gonna get this. This is sick. Sorry, this is the kind of like samurai inspired type thing. It's white and red, so you got me there. Okay, not gonna be much of a change for my Polish flag one, right? But there you go, man. It just has, yeah, and some more art. I go read the article. It's actually cool that they have a couple like Q&A here as well, with his artwork. But that's my big thing. It looks really sick. It's kind of samurai inspired.
I like these new ones, like the new decals and stuff that they've been putting out, because like the last handful have actually been very good and totally usable, surprisingly. There are just so many that aren't at all.
they're not unique or cool enough for me to ever be like, yes, let me get it.
Yeah, but recently there's actually been a decent handful of very, very good just designs that have been put out. And I like what's happening. I'm not sure if it's more like integration with the fan art and stuff. Because I know that these are done by content creators, like are all content creators. But maybe it's not, who knows? They're just doing good things. And I would like to shout out Psyonix on that one. They're looking fancy. Stepping the game up.
They is, yes. I mean, it makes me wonder what's going to happen with you like when Unreal Engine 5, like we released Rocket League on it, right? Are they going to get rid of, like, I kind of feel like they have to get rid of everything.
Yeah.
Like I kind of feel like, and then, okay, but then everyone's going to complain. You know what
people
I mean?
People get
though,
so
right?
mad, but it's also
people
like
get super mad, but it's like you, there's been very little reason to ever get a lot of these like decals or goal explosions or stuff. Like it's,
yeah,
it became so oversaturated that it didn't even like matter anymore. Right. And mm-hmm. I wonder if it's just,
I think the only thing that you should, like, if Psyonix is listening, the only things that should stay.
Oh, they're listening. I know.
I know Psyonix is listening. This is a shout out, Steve.
I mean, if you didn't know we were Psyonix shills, I mean, now you know.
Yeah, right? You should know that by now.
Devin, I'm not, I will neither confirm nor deny if I've been, I mean, listen, I'm not saying that anyone tattled on Dave, all right? But I may have. Above the what was it, Sprocket League, you know, there you go, the truth. This is the biggest lore drop that we've ever had on the show. All right, there it is. Add it. It's unconfirmed rumor that actually it was Lazero who ruined Sprocket League and the reason that there's a mobile game Sideswipe
that is the exact same game that a creator may have made before. A couple years before Sideswipe was made, I think.
Oh, it was 100% the same game. It was objectively, it wasn't the same game, but it was the same game.
It was the same.
And there's a reason. I mean, continuing the lore theory here, there's also a reason why that when that game first came out, you know, it was overhyped on the show, maybe, and allegedly, and the reason as the game has not been doing as well, and everyone's gone back to just playing Rocket League, it hasn't been mentioned as much, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Someone connect those lore pieces. Let me know what you get. All right.
Figure out the lore from the 200 and are we on it? 6 episodes now? Am I right about that? No, 9 episodes.
209. Wow. I know the 6s and 9s are confusing for you, Abs. I get it.
I thought it was a 5 instead of an 8, actually. The last one.
Like a 5 or 8? Oh, okay. Well, it's tough because now we're, you know, we're here every 2 weeks sometimes, right?
So yeah, it's been a lot. But going back to the things that Psyonix should be doing, the only items that should stay are legacy items. That I would be very happy if they just got rid of everything else from your inventory and legacy items stayed. The biggest reason that I say that is kind of just alpha boost, like. That's really it. It's
no,
kind of just alpha boost.
Get rid of all of it. Get rid
it
of
be
all
gone.
Of it and give people credits.
Yeah.
Or give them loot boxes.
bring back the loot
or the
boxes.
New stuff. Yeah, get like, another lawsuit going, yeah.
Oh, so good. But yeah, I if it was me, I would get rid of it all. But I think because of how, like, just get rid of it all and let everybody have alpha boost. I want that. Because it actually sounds good and it looks acceptable. Or, I don't know, you can't really get rid of anything else other than legacy items. Like, there's no cutoff that makes sense. Maybe you just keep all of the paid items, but that's kind of annoying as well and weird. I would prefer, like, just a credit transfer, a full wipe, and a lot more customizability with the individual items that are already in the game or would be transferred as a base level in the game. Like, please give me a color wheel. That's what I'm saying. That's what I've been saying for, like, what, 6 years now. I want a color wheel. That's it.
Yeah, a consistent color wheel? That'd be nice. Yeah.
Not even a consistent color wheel. Like, just straight up a color wheel. And you have... Because every other thing
yellow,
does it.
Yellow? Can I please just have yellow be yellow?
Can I please actually match my wheels to my colors on the car and not have to go through, like, my 70 different... my... What are they, sprays, like color finishes to see the little aspect changes of those colors that each individual type gives. It's so much work to get like a perfect thing, and I've had to give up on it this entire season because the map that it is in is color wonky, and it changes based on map, apparently, especially with this current one because of the filters that are put over it. So on the map that is in the back screen that you can't actually change, the colors are different on the car than other maps that are actually being played in like in an everyday mode. So many finicky problems, and I've had to change some color things between the seasons and been like, wow, those colors don't match. I finally figured out why, and it's because of filters. It's because of the filters that they put on the backgrounds, and I hate it. I hate so much about it. Just let me have a color wheel. That's all I want.
Can I just say that as much as you're complaining about this, like 100%, this will never be a deciding factor between someone playing or not playing Rocket League.
No,
I just
want
you to know that.
It's not. It's just such a big
thing. They don't change it. It'd be okay.
It does nothing to the game, but it's just been such a like itching pain for me for so long.
I'm happy that you were able to get that off your chest, though.
I think I have gotten off my chest before, but every like year I need to do it again.
Yeah, that makes sense. Speaking of making sense, do you have any topics unrelated to esports that you'd like to get into? Any drama? Do we have any?
I have one more thing on our week in Rocket League, but related to what we were just talking about.
This isn't our week in Rocket League, by the way. I'm not Tyler.
I know it's not. But I'm taking it into our week in Rocket League. So join me as you will as I transition through or into our week in Rocket League through what we were just talking about. And that is car designs. So everybody here that's listening, or at least like most of you who have been listening for a good amount of time, probably know that my car designs are not the basic stock tane. In fact, they're pretty insane.
That's what you should have said. Are the best.
They are very good. And they're not boring. They're original. I do fun things. I have flags on some of them because I enjoy it. That is a very big indicator. I have flags on some of them. So,
toppers?
I have toppers on every single one of them, except it's the bunny topper, and I think I have one different topper that is the cat from the lo-fi one, because I just have a lo-fi car with better wheels. Because I really like that skin.
Okay. No, that's good. I feel you should be rewarded for this. That's my only problem. They need a decal of the week, or like, no, look of the week, just in the main. You know when they have the main screen, you have your car? It should be no. Like, this is what other people in the community are creating, okay?
I best hate, designed car.
Because it's a background splash screen you're not looking at anyway, right?
sorry.
You always have your car, so you wouldn't pay attention because you have the Stockton, obviously, right?
Yeah, of course.
So you might as well have, you know, clown car.
Actually fun cars.
Yeah.
And, I have been maxed out on my my car presets for very long time. I don't know how long. And each individual one is like very, very different in how they look. And I also have a lot of different car presets because of that whole the car doesn't matter, semi car doesn't matter era that I had in 2020, 2019? Right about that? I think it was 2020.
We'll bounce off that, but continue.
We'll continue with that later. But
I do want to talk about that. Yep.
Being in almost GC2 now, 1540-ish in twos, for the first time, like I'm almost at the GC2 rank in twos, and that I can say for sure is the first time that's happened. I have been GC2 and threes before, but the two is one, like I'm getting there. I don't deserve to be there, but I'm getting there.
Nah, get that imposter syndrome out of here. You deserve to be there, and I will not let you say otherwise.
Okay. I deserve to be there, but I'm so much mechanically worse than everybody else.
No buts, ifs, or maybes.
But okay, so yes, I'm there because I've of brain, and I don't do fancy things, and I just kind of vibe and let my teammates carry. Because
you don't need them. You don't need to do fancy things.
All right? Yeah, I just let my teammates carry.
No. You don't need to do fancy things because you're that good.
Yeah, doesn't matter. I just let my teammates carry. That's it. I'm an enabler. I'm a passer.
No qualifiers. You just are. Okay. You see.
So yeah, I'm an enabler. I'm a passer. I vibe. If I am ever at the top of the scoreboard, it's probably a bad game and we probably lost. Like,
that's how I feel, honestly.
It's really fun. It's a really funny way to look at it, but it's like almost always true. If I'm at the top of the scoreboard, that means my team was doing nothing and we probably lost.
And then you can blame it on them.
Then we can blame it on our teammates. But so in this spot in twos, there's like no fancy cars. Everybody's boring. Everybody's a stock tank. Everybody's trying hard. And sometimes you get some people that are a little bit innovative, but like, no, nobody plays with their car designs and they just stock tanks.
Here's a theory, Wabs. Are you sure that like when people queue in with you, if you're on their team and they see your car, like maybe they go, oh, this person shouldn't be here, you know, and then they start playing worse. Is that a possibility?
I had never thought about it until this game that I had. I think it was over the weekend. And so in this game, we were playing relatively well. It was, I think, 1-1, just things are going even. Everybody's doing things and we're all just kind of vibing. It's a relatively normal game. Surprisingly, nobody's angry, which in 1500 and actually no, just in GC for sure and above C3. C3 is still really bad. It's extremely toxic. So having a game that isn't just like yelling at each other is a surprise, and it's a great game. And this was one of those games. Like, people weren't yelling at each other. There was no spamming. It was great. It was just a vibe. But about 3 minutes in, so it was like 2-ish minutes left on the clock, I think we get scored on, and it was at this point, and my teammate just types in chat, "Sorry, I didn't trust you because of your car." And I'm reading this and I'm just kind of dumbfounded, like being like, wait, what are you, does that mean that you didn't trust me in this play because of my car and that my car was just like distracting you? Or when you saw my car design originally, you didn't trust me to play at all the game with, like, just play at all. And so you were playing worse throughout the entire game, and now you're like, you know what, no, I've been playing pretty bad and this guy's like they're playing pretty well, my teammate's playing pretty well, so I'm gonna go out and say it. I'm gonna be like, sorry, I didn't trust you, the mistakes are on me, my bad. I don't know what this person wanted. They just said it. And I was just laughing for the 2 minutes that were left. We ended up losing, and I had no idea why he said this. Like, I don't know why this person said this.
And the fact that you don't know why says everything you need to know.
It just makes it so much better.
Well, great, so times. If someone's in a clown car, you think they're throwing, and that's why you don't trust them. There you go.
The worst part is it wasn't even a clown car. It was just like a slightly colorful car. Wasn't even one of my worst subtle designs.
There might be some other subtext here. I don't know. Maybe it was the color. He didn't like the specific color he chose. Maybe it was too colorful.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Actually, it's one of my. It's one of the car designs that I'm least happy with. I just ended up.
Maybe that's what the problem was. It's like, this person is going out of their way to get a bad car design.
It's not bad though. It's like, acceptable if you know what it's going for. It's just not good if you don't.
So the player didn't know what it was going for, and therefore, because of it, didn't trust you. Got it.
That's my guess. That's what I think it was. And then at that point, I don't know if it was like at that point in 2 minutes in, were they like, my bad, I should have been trusting you, or just being like, no, my thoughts were confirmed. I don't trust you at all, and I'm going to say it.
Well, still it was fine up, until you guys let in the goal, and then he had to find something to blame. So there you go.
That's another option, and I like that one. That's probably right.
It's definitely not wrong. okay, let's get into this, because you mentioned like there was a time where you said, "Oh, like cars don't matter, whatever." What are your current thoughts on it? Because I don't think we've talked about this for like a year or so. When it comes, I don't know if hitboxes or different cars, like what are you feeling about all this stuff?
Well, I always admitted that hitboxes mattered. Hitboxes were very important. Like, they did a lot. And that's like, you have to be comfortable. Like, even when I was like, cars don't matter, except I don't like the DOM. Like I don't like the DOM hitbox, and I'd never got used to it. I never really practiced with it. It was the last one that I got onto, to even like attempt. So that was always like a little caveat. And like, I know that the hitboxes are different and you play differently with each one, and that's for good reason. But that being said, before it was like, I just kind of had presets that were randomized, literally just press the random button. And whatever car comes up, whatever it comes up, and you just make the random thing as a base inspiration, and then you change up the colors to make it work, find the what wheel did it choose randomly, what design did it choose randomly, what car is it. Like, I would kind of use that as a basis for a lot of my designs. So, you know, you can figure out, if you haven't seen them, you can figure out what my designs may look like. And try it. You can try that yourself if you want to. It's fun. But actually, if you are going to do that, make sure that you're archiving all of your extras, because you're pretty much guaranteed to get a battle pass car if you don't archive. So, a little caveat. But net, like, back then when I didn't care about the cars, it was like, yeah, the hitboxes are just the hitboxes. You know the hitboxes, and that's fine. But I found a really good design that I liked, or a handful of really good Octane and Fennec designs that I liked a lot. And like, part of it is that those cars are just really nice cars. Like, they look good and they have really good, like, color proportions, and some of the decals are really nice on them. And they're just kind of like visually more appealing overall. I like them. So I started to mainly focus on those for a while, and I focused on them for like 2 years-ish. I pretty much only used Octane and Fennec, mostly Octane, and sometimes I would throw on a Breakout. And that was pretty much it. Like, Octane, Breakout, Fennec, and those are the three cars that I still feel comfortable with. But the thing about, like, that I think now with the hitboxes is like, the mental aspect matters enough that if you're not practicing with each one, then it's still weird. Like, I can't get a flick on a Scarab anymore, and that used to be my best flicking car. And the reason for it is that I just don't know where the ball is supposed to go. I don't know the extents of the hitbox. I don't have that innate feel for it anymore. So the practice wise, I think it matters. If you're practicing with the car, then it's irrelevant. It doesn't change anything about how you're going to play, other than maybe your own mental aspects, where, you know, the Fennec feels like it hits the ball heavier and has better 50s because it looks boxier. Cool. Think that. It's awesome. you can think that, and if it works for you, it works for you. It's the same hitbox. So, you know, if it works for you, it works for you. Placebos work.
The but ball you still has collapsed.
but you still have to be practicing on the other ones if you want to be able to just go into a random car design, because that feel is lost. So that's my thoughts on it.
No, and just to add to that, I would say, like, at this point, like, when you're a certain amount of 1,000 hours in, the amount of time to be consistent on all these different hitboxes is just unrealistic, because you're playing at that level, right?
I don't know if that's true. I would say that if you get comfortable with switching,
might be okay.
Then you're okay, because you're just,
it's your secret power move.
Yeah, like, you're just good with the hitbox as the hitbox, rather than the hitbox as it relates to the car. You kind of, gotcha, learn.
Well, would you use the same hitbox then?
Well, you know the hitbox based on what the car is and what it looks like and what you've chosen. So you know the hitbox, and then the big thing is that you know the hitbox based on your camera as opposed to the car in a very weird way. So you're kind of doing more, I guess, to figure it out, but it's the same amount as you're doing with an Octane, where, you know, you're hitting the ball. You're not hitting the ball with a specific part of your car in a weird way. It's kind of putting this angle of your car at this point on your screen with the ball coming from this, like, because if it was just put this part of your car on the ball, then, you know, that doesn't work because you're hitting the ball with a different part that doesn't exist because it's not a direct hitbox. So like, that's where the weird mental aspects really come in and why it's really annoying to actually talk about all of this, because there's a lot that's going on and people are going to disagree with me. Like, I know that. It's all the same hitbox. So if you're okay with just learning what the hitbox is, then you have the hitbox. If you're okay learning what the hitbox is relative to a car, then you know the car and you know the hitbox through the car, right?
To me, I think ultimately probably one of the reasons I don't really switch all too much anymore is that I think what ends up happening is if you're switching to a new car, sometimes you start blaming inconsistency or bad play on the fact that you've switched or need to switch or haven't switched your car. And I think what it does is kind of take the responsibility off of how you're playing.
And I don't think that's a problem, like, though.
No, but I think some people will use, like, I remember people being like, oh, I'm just not feeling this car, let me use a new car. It's like, I mean, if it works as a placebo, sure, but I think there's another part of it where sometimes you're not seeing what you're lacking in your play and you're using this as either a thing that could help you. Like,
if you're
using the excuse it, that
as a crutch,
you start, anyway.
Yeah. You just kind of use the car is wrong as a crutch to ignore your own problems. Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to get at. Anyway, I think you can try it. I personally think that I get more frustrated if I'm playing a new car because it puts me in a mindset of, like, I think, like, I naturally just assume, like, I've reset everything. Mm-hmm. So when it's not going well, it's not that I stop observing the game as I know it, like, as someone has played a whole bunch of, you know, time, has put a bunch of time and effort into it. Mm-hmm. And I start thinking, oh, this is like a new thing I'm learning, this new car. And so, like, which I think is beneficial in, like, oh, it expands your brain a little bit. But I think the problem with it is if it's not going well, it's like trying to learn a new difficult, hard task. And I think that's just the way my brain works. But
yeah.
And that's not bad. It just, you know, if I'm super tired and I just want to play for fun, I don't want to be doing that.
Yeah. Like 100% you do it because you want to, because you either want to use the car, you want to try a new hitbox, you want to use this new cool decal that you got, like whatever it is, like you just do it because you want to, and it doesn't actually matter. But you do have to kind of get into this new mindset of like, okay, this is a different car. It feels different. It looks different, and it's a lot of effort to get into learning that. Which, if you're not willing to put in and you're not willing to maintain, I guess, then there's no real reason for you to do that other than you just want to. Which, if you want to, go for it.
Yeah, fair. Mm-hmm. So as WAPs can see, I'm trying to format a Google Doc right now.
Fair.
Okay. And with that, I think we'll end the discussion on hitboxes. We're gonna jump into I know Wabs was saying something about reviewing the past NA, but we're actually start with an EU preview because their winter invitational is literally in 2 days.
Yes, it is.
And we're gonna blast through it. Okay. I'm sorry, it's not gonna be a quickly, you know, executed one. This is what we're gonna do. We're gonna do a preview for the group stages, which three teams we think are making out. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I will start with the corporate casual guess, and then Wabs can give a more detailed guess. And then we're gonna guess semis and finals, so top two and then the winner. Okay.
Wow. Okay. Yep. I'm just looking at these pools. These pools are crazy. This is like, I don't know if EU is just stacked right now, but it feels like EU is stacked right now.
I think EU is just stacked right now. Okay, you ready? You ready for my core? I'm going to give my corporate no reasoning Yeah, no reasoning. I'm just going to give my three that are going out of Group A, okay? And then Group B, Group C, Group D, okay? And I won't stop. You're going to one who's going to have to stop and slow it down and explain it. Got it? All right, so Group A, Karmi Corp, German Amigos, and Solary.
Wrong. It's almost certainly Sa, and Solary is out.
Hold on. Let me see who's in Sa.
It kind of goes into that Sa-Solary matchup. Like, it's going to be the fight between the two of them. Karmi Corp and German Amigos are, like, clear. They're getting out. Karmi Corp probably wins German Amigo unless they do
it. Nah, I believe in Solary. I believe in the Old Guard. All right.
I don't think that they do it. You're doing the Elias pick that Elias had last time. We predicted it, and it wasn't.
I like Elias's pick. All right, number two, Group B. Moist Esports, G1, Team BDS.
Yep, that's it. Like, Tundra's a decent team that could get out in a group that was less stacked, but these are three of the probably top eight. Like, I think that's pretty fair to say that they're three top eight-ish teams, and Tundra just got unlucky.
Next one. Every time there's like a no-name team, I have to then see if I know any of the players. That's my go-to.
Yeah.
This one I'm going, yeah, let's do it. Team Liquid, Team Vitality, Williams Resolve.
That's what should happen. I'm gonna do the same thing as last time and say that Vitality could very well lose. Yeah, I think that there's a decent chance that they lose. I don't know any of the players on, you know, FUFAX stop. I don't. But I don't trust Vitality
French,
with much
so
at all.
That's a good sign.
Right now,
a good Rocket League scene.
That is honestly, that's a little bit sus. I'll say that's a point.
One Spanish
them.
Player, two French players.
Considering where the French are right now, you have like. You have Vitality and Solary, and those are the two teams that I trust the least. You also have BDS, but BDS is like, sure, you have BDS. I'll give you BDS. So, I don't know. It's a toss-up. Knowing literally nothing on the FUFAX stop and knowing what I know on Vitality. That's the degree that I don't trust Vitality in current rankings.
Fair enough. And then Group D, I'm going, I think the top three again. Oxygen, Quadrant,
yeah.
Sonics.
Yeah. I wish that Monaco made it out. I think there is
It's almost
a
like the
chance,
person but... who made the Team Liquid thing here. It's almost like they chose the people they predicted.
Well, these are the seeded groups, I think. Like, these are the seeds that are expected to happen.
Ah, okay. Gotcha.
So, you know, it's what should be happening.
Wow, we chose the corporate choice, except for the
well,
first
you
one.
Chose the...
I'll maintain it. Solary's going to know. Trust.
I will say, with the seeding, I think
will
that Williams
put money
Resolve...
on it.
Oh, okay.
I'm not saying I would put money on it. Wabs.
Yep.
1,000 fake dollars.
Oh god. I
1,000 doll hairs. Doll hair. We have to find a doll, rip out its hair.
In the sus matchup.
Yeah.
I
not
think...
even who's going out. Snub versus Solary last game, Solary wins.
Yeah, no, it literally comes down to the last game. I'm gonna say it. Like, that is the only game that matters for that group.
Okay, back to Group D though. Because I don't think we finished talking about it.
I wanted to say for Group C, I think that Williams Resolve has been consistently underseeded based on their performance. And I'm wondering if that is something that could be changing in the near future.
Okay. There you
go. That's my call out to whoever's seeding the EU region right now.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Let's now go into top two out of all of these. Should I go first?
Top two? Yeah, go for it.
I already have the top two, yeah. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Karmi and Corp G1.
Really? Those? No.
Moist Esports going to choke.
Yeah, honestly, I could see it. I could see Moist choking there.
It's either that or Oxygen. I think Oxygen would be my second or third choice here.
Wait, what do you mean by...
team?
Oh, the top two teams?
Yeah.
Oh, you're sleeping on Liquid.
Am I sleeping on Liquid?
You're sleeping on Liquid.
They do have a Polish guy, so I shouldn't be... It's all okay. Liquid, I'm a very biased commentator.
I'm pretty sure that Liquid is like very... pretty easily to choose out the second in the region. The second team in the region right now.
So Karmi Core Team Liquid is the corporate choice?
Yeah. That's what the corporate choice should be.
G1 Oxygen, this one going with. All right.
Yeah, right. Just switch it up.
All right, yeah. G1 Oxygen, Karmi Core Team Liquid, that's not my top four. Moisty Sporting Strokes. I'm calling now.
All right. I think that if seeding doesn't screw them, German Amigos could probably make it to semis. I don't know what's going to happen in the playoffs in terms of where like each team goes. But if things work out kind of how, like, I haven't even looked at the seeding, but I think if German Amigos doesn't get like Liquid, Karmi Core, maybe Moist, then they make it to semis.
Fair enough.
That's my big call out for the thing.
Okay. Can we leave the predictions there? Is that good for the predictions? Yeah. You good?
Any other I'm happy with that.
All right, let's jump into the NA. Which one of the three is it? Winter Cup. Yes, we have the Winter Open, Winter Cup, and Winter Invitational. I don't know why we can't use 1, 2, 3. I guess it's to make each of them feel special. Mm-hmm. I wonder. I have to talk about the format at some point. Not today, but. I want to talk about this. I think we're going to have to change the RLCS format at some point.
It's still in
not experimentation bad. Mode. They've kind of solidified this over the last 2 years, though.
That's true. That's true.
Okay, let's get into it. So,
first off, massive shout outs to Koi for not only winning their first series in like 18 months or something. It was either 18 or 8. I don't remember which. But making it to quarters, they popped off. We'll see if they go on another losing streak again. You know, Koi being old Rogue for reference, for those who don't know.
Yeah. Good old Gyro's back at it, you know?
Yeah, it's Gyro Aqua Knight. It's the exact same team. They're rebranded. They just needed a new name. And we'll see if that's enough.
I mean, like their co-founder and CEO. You know, they're cheating on buy here, you know? All right.
That seemed like a soccer reference that I do not understand.
I think I explained it last episode. And now we know Wabs didn't listen to the last episode.
I was halfway through. I'm still finishing.
He's like, I'm not on the show. I'm going to listen 1 minute a day.
It takes me time. I'm sorry.
The co-founder of Koi cheated on Shakira.
Oh, yes. I remember that. I was there
we
for
talked
that.
About it. Yeah, there you go.
So if I explain there for the when joke. You mentioned it. yeah, if you explained it, it'd be fine.
Yeah. So M80?
M80 also popping off. Very...
Is that what the joke? Like, matey?
I think it's matey, but it's also... They're also just a drink, so maybe it's not matey, but I think it's matey. They also did extremely well. Granted, you know, they won against NRG, but that...
Can I just say, like, Percy, Lionblaze, and Kinsey just don't disappear.
They don't.
They just stick around. We're like, we're still at it, guys. We're not done.
They will not be forgotten. Shopify had a rough run at it. I'll say that as well. I think that they were so close to winning that overtime in against M80 in the group stages. They totally could have won that super easily, taken it a sweep and just been done, go into the playoffs and finish it off. But they couldn't do it. And
I think they still lose to Gen G though, honestly, right?
They lose to Gen G for sure. But the Furia with how it went against M80, I think they could have taken it. But I think they could have taken it. Granted, M80 was playing really well against the Gen G. Like, that was a way closer series than you would expect it to be. Way closer than it should have been by anybody's guess. Like, M80 did well. I'll be honest. M80 did very well in most of the series. They couldn't take it. It's still Gen G. But Gen G performing, I think, slightly below where they were expected to be performing, and M80 potentially performing up. It was fun. It was a fun one to watch.
All right. From these playoffs here, what's like one match you like, or one story you really want to talk about? One story in the tournament.
So Koi was one that I really want to talk about. Knights is also another one that was really big. I don't remember much about it, but they did make it like way farther than was necessarily expected. Like, it was a solid run for them as well, going up to quarters alongside M80 and Koi. But I think the biggest one for me would probably be FaZe. The FaZe storyline, where they, other than Optic, where FaZe really just kind of came back after their abysmal performance in the last one and did what they needed to do. Like, they,
you say they phased into existence.
They phased into existence. They barely made top 12 in the last one. Like, I don't even think they made top 8.
They phased out of existence in the previous one.
They phased out. They phased back in.
yeah. There you go.
But yeah, so that was really good. Grand finals were amazing. Just really good games. Extremely close overall. The phase G2, I think, felt like some of the best
individual matches.
I think it might have been. I think it might have been the best match. The finals were really good, but I think the phase G2 was the one that I liked the most. Just because of how, like, that felt like some perfect older Rocket League, where I don't know if I mentioned it, where NA has felt really wonky, and it feels like there's a whole new meta that's starting to be developed and be starting to emerge and be practiced, and scrims, I'm sure, are focusing on that. The phase G2 felt like it wasn't that. It just felt like it was a really, really good game. Everybody was playing like incredibly well, outside of a couple more mistakes than you would expect, but it was just really good. It was a really entertaining series, super back and forth, just great one to watch if you want to. And finals were also the finals. Like, they were great. So those two, I think would be the biggest ones. Complexity, unlucky that they went up against Gen G in the semifinals, because I think that they might have had a chance to go a little bit further if it was the phase G2. I'm not sure. They weren't super performing. But Complexity is definitely setting a name for themselves in NA, and Optic is setting a name for themselves in the other direction. They cannot get out of groups. Yeah, they're struggling. I don't know why. I don't know why they're struggling. They shouldn't be. But they really just can't finish. Like, they just can't finish. That's it. I don't know. It's weird. Optic's, there you go. Optic's a team that should be better, but just isn't doing it. It isn't doing what they need to do.
So what you're telling me is that Space Station was right to drop.
Maybe, but I don't think
so. You know
what?
You know what's even more frustrating to me? Is that LJ and AJ, I feel like there's a rap there, you know?
I just keep thinking there's a song. At some point.
No, there's a song. There's a song by Eminem. I think it's called Monsters or whatever, right? Or sure. Monster. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But there's a part where you go like AJ, Ray J. Anyway, that's all that made me think of. That's all. Yeah, there's a line. That's it.
Perfect.
How this is relevant? No idea.
Nobody knows.
I think the next time, okay, the next time that we have a show where it's just us two, hopefully it's right before a major, okay? Mm-hmm. I think, I know I was going to save this for, like, before finals, but I think we can do one a little earlier in the season. So before the next major, I think I should do the emblem bracket.
Oh,
the logo bracket.
I want to wait for that to happen in a Worlds.
Yes.
Like, yes, not necessarily right Worlds, now. But on the world stage, right? Like, all regions are being represented, and then we can.
Yeah. So the major, right? Or no. Yeah. Major? Yeah. I don't want to do it for like a regional. I want to do it for a major. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
The next major is a good one. Is in April. Well, we don't have the April lineup yet for our recording lineup. So, we'll see. Maybe I'll force it. Because I don't want anyone else to sit through it. Except for you. You can deal
with it. That's fair. We'll make the people who choose to listen, we'll force them through
I feel it'd be a disgrace for Kirsten and Messi to be on that show. I think they'd have fun, but they'd also try to give like valuable input that's actually helpful to the listeners. And I'm like, no, we'll have that actually be right before the major, or it'll be like 1-2. So either the logo episode will be after, or it'll be before. I think that's what we'll go for.
It's perfect. I like this. One final note on
final note here,
regions right now. Is congrats to both Genji and KC for being the only two that have qualified so far. So Genji, as of last, has qualified with their second place. And Apjack's interview after beating Complexity was very funny because he was like, oh, I forgot that we were doing that. I forgot that that's what we were doing for. Literally did not even know to qualify.
That's nice. I mean, but that's actually a good mentality because it's not that that isn't priority. It's not like it's just that they weren't sweating the fact that they would qualify or not. You know what I mean? Like that's essentially what it means. It's like we are so confident that.
Yeah, they already knew they were going to be in. but yeah, I really am happy once again to see that FaZe has stepped up and FaZed back into existence. Because now I don't even know how many teams are competing for those last couple spots in the major. There's four left. So there's going to be a lot of movement, a lot of possibility going on there just because of how crazy the last two majors have been for North America.
I'm just happy that Phase 2 Clan, you know, could step out of their own shadow.
Yeah.
Or Phase 4, I guess. But Phase 2 Clan sounded better, so I use that.
It's not Fourth Clan anymore.
Oh, it's Fourth Clan. That's the word.
Yeah.
anyway, we'll end it there. So there you go. You have a preview. You have a review. We got it all in. We threw it all into a bag. Your homework, should you choose to accept it, okay, for the week, is the following. I want you to find an opportunity to public speak in the week. It doesn't have to be in front of a lot of people. It can be literally 30 seconds where there's a group of people and you talk to them. It doesn't have to be strangers. It can be friends. It can be strangers. It doesn't matter. Find an opportunity and willingly put yourself in an awkward situation where you have to talk in front of people and own that.
I refuse.
Life skill.
I would never.
So it's the guy who... I'm not going to divulge too much. I'm going to let Wab say that, but... we'll have to save that for a Rob and Kyle show, which, by the way, we have to record in the next 2 weeks. So
yeah, no, we'll do that. We'll do that.
and we've been given a topic. We've been given a topic. So
let's go.
Actually, I should probably preview that. You want me to preview that? I can preview that.
What's the topic?
So and especially since we have, once again, you can get the trial for the Patreon. Mm-hmm. So you'll this episode that will come out in the next 2 weeks, you'll be able to also get. But there's a couple ideas. We've never officially done this, and I think this would be a lot of fun from my thing, would be a top 10 ranking of favorite anime or manga and why. We each prepare a list and then we go through like we go 10, 10, 9, 9, and it can be either manga or anime. So you can like interchange.
Okay.
Or we can be specific, but I just know that one of us watches a lot more, one of us reads a lot more. So I want it to be interspersed because I think that'd be better. And then we'd be able to talk about differences, right?
Okay.
And then
I think that we should also do, I don't know how much you know, but potential like unloved ones or ones that have like a lot of potential and are still ongoing with that potential. I have a number of, I can do this on my own if you want, if you don't have any ideas, but I have a number of things that I'm like, these are very good and kind of unloved.
I like that. I don't know if we can fit that all into one episode.
Okay, we'll see how it goes.
We'll see how long the list takes, but that's essentially the list, right? So we'll start with the list. So we'll start with that, and then I'm down to go to some unloved ones. I don't know if I'll make a list of 10.
No.
But if there's a couple, if I just have a couple that I'm like, yeah, I really enjoyed this, and it disappeared off the face of the earth, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think, yeah, and brought to you by the director, Chaos Maker, in the director tier. So there you go. Actually making use of that tier, so...
Let's go.
I just appreciate it. No, because sometimes like people who are like, nah, or you're good to talk about whatever you want. I'm like, but that's not the point.
Stop wanting to give us more money and choose.
Stop just being generous with your ability to support us. Stop letting us talk about what drums for an hour. That's fun. All right. Anyway. It was a great episode. I enjoyed it. Wabs, I hope you enjoyed it. Our listeners definitely didn't enjoy it. No, I'm kidding. I don't know what the list... I don't want to put thoughts into your head, okay? It was the best episode ever. I don't want to put thoughts into your head, okay, listeners?
Supplement was the greatest thing you've ever.
But we'll leave you there.
We'll see you next week.
I think there's a winning duo next week coming in hot.
That's true.
So be ready for them. And we'll see you, and you'll hear from us when you hear from us. Peace.
Bye.